These materials include nitrogen, methane, and carbon monoxide. On Pluto, they reach temperatures where they constantly cycle between solid and gas states, which makes them mobile. Dr. Will Grundy is a planetary astronomer at Lowell Observatory in Flagstaff and co-authored the study.
They're accumulating into thick layers and then flowing as glaciers and carving the terrain. They have a density that's slightly higher than the density of the water ice bedrock itself, and so they can undercut the bedrock and loft chunks of bedrock and form mountains that way.
Grundy says the process is similar to erosion on Earth, where water can carve canyons and shape shorelines. Scientists continue to debate whether there are also plate tectonics and other traditional geological activity on Pluto. For Arizona Public Radio, I'm Justin Regan in Flagstaff.